The city of Pittsfield is reforming its youth commission, inactive over the past 5 years. Pittsfield is seeking applications from teenagers 14 to 18 to serve on what could be a 21-person committee, according to Mayor Dan Bianchi.
The youth commission is intended to bring the thoughts of young people to light and, you know, make their voices, give them a voice in government.
Bianchi says commission members could make suggestions on schools and citywide initiatives targeting the younger generation. Jake McCandless is the superintendent of Pittsfield Public Schools.
So we think it's really important that our students have a voice. Nobody knows their world better than they do.
McCandless says it's important to think of the 6,000 enrolled in the district as more than just students. Instead, he says they represent an active and significant portion of the city's 44,000 citizens.
Adults aren't the only ones who suffer from the disease of busyness. Students do too, but to have the Youth Commission actually offers a way to stop and take a pause and say, what do we need from our community, but also to take a look at what can we offer to our community, you know, as young people.
Noting there are plenty of athletic and cultural opportunities available to teens through the city's Boys and Girls Club, YMCA, and theater organizations, McCandless pointed out obstacles that deserve attention.
There's a lot of students for whom transportation is an issue. There's a lot of students for whom the financing of some after-school opportunities is a challenge, and we certainly hear that there needs to be more for kids to do, and we would love to be a part of that.
Pam Tobin is executive director of Downtown Pittsfield Incorporated, an organization focused on economic development within the city center. She says youth input is missing from the discussions around downtown revitalization.
You're seeing more and more and more young entrepreneurs creating their own niche in the market as far as what they want to do for a living. And most of them really just want to make an impact in their community. And with the city pulling together and finding various things that interest them, they can make that impact.
Tobin and Bianchi pointed to the city's renovated skate park reopened in 2011 as an example of a project driven by and meant for those growing up in Pittsfield. Here's Bianchi.
When you're talking about a skate park, and it's something that, it's incredibly popular, and, you know, an adult, you know, somebody in their 40s or 50s just doesn't really get it. And, that's why it's really important to be able to have youngsters engaged in that age group that can really translate the importance to the guys that have to make the decisions.
As the city shares the region's concern of an aging and decreasing population, Bianchi says creating a sense of nostalgia for one's hometown, coupled with positive economic development today, can bring back those who may move away from Pittsfield after high school.
We can do the things that we need to do to grow our businesses here in the area so that there will be opportunities when that light comes on that, Pittsfield was a pretty good place to grow up. Maybe it'd be a great place to raise a family now.
Bianchi hopes to recruit adults over 18 to serve as mentors on the commission, which will be announced in August. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.